Overall, it's a pretty festive environment. There are clusters of blue and white balloons and streamers welcoming students back to class. But for some students at UMass Boston, the question was just how long this college experience will last.
So my first class went really great. I was super nervous. This is obviously my first year of college, my first semester. But it went great. I'm very excited for the class, even though I have to be there for over 2 hours.
Paula is 19 years old, the youngest of three sisters, all of whom are DACA recipients. Paula's mom brought the girls to the U.S. from El Salvador when they were all children. We agreed to use only her middle name because she fears for the security of her family. Paula's first day of college was also the day the Trump administration announced the end of the program that got her there. She says she was trying to focus but found her mind drifting to the fate of DACA.
I want to be able to make sure that I do good, at least for the time that I'm able to go to school. I'm taking a class right now, but I don't know if that's going to be the story in a year from now. This might be the only year that I can go to school and actually be in a class with other students that look just like me, but that have other opportunities that I don't.
For the vast majority of the dreamers, there will be no other options.
Greg Romanofsky is head of the New England chapter of the American Immigration Lawyers Association. He says DACA recipients have never had a permanent status. Deferred action has always meant a temporary relief from potential deportation. And signing up for the program meant undocumented young people had to come out of the shadows. So that means now
they will be left completely exposed. All of their information is with the government right now. So the government has the option of actually enforcing their deportation orders or initiating removal proceedings against them.
But Massachusetts elected leaders are making it known that protecting Dreamers is a priority. State Attorney General Maura Healey says she's ready to sue the administration in order to defend DACA. She said in ending the program, President Trump ignored bipartisan appeals to keep it.
There is too much at stake, too many lives hanging in the balance. We can't stand by and watch as our communities are targeted and our people are marginalized.
A Department of Homeland Security memo details the decision. As of yesterday, the Trump administration will no longer accept new DACA applications. But recipients whose temporary status is scheduled to expire between now and March 5th are eligible for a 2-year renewal. For those recipients whose temporary status is scheduled to end on or after March 6th, the expiration date is final. Massachusetts U.S. Senator Ed Markey calls Trump's decision a betrayal.
This is heartbreaking. It is unjust, and it is just plain evil. We should not punish these young people who have no other home than the United States of America.
The administration's wind down of DACA gives Congress 6 months to pass legislation to protect DACA recipients moving forward. Markey says he has a little bit of hope that Republicans and Democrats might be able to come together. Critics have long argued that then-President Obama overstepped his authority in 2012 by establishing DACA in an executive order. Andrew Arthur is a resident fellow in law and policy for the Center for Immigration Studies.
This was a massive overreach by President Obama, didn't have the authority to do it. Only Congress has the ability to give immigration benefits to individuals.
Back at UMass Boston, Paula says she's trying to stay optimistic, even while she's calculating an uncertain future.
I feel like without DACA, I'm going to be stuck again, not knowing what my future will actually look like, not knowing if it's better to stay here or just go back to where I came from and just start from zero again.
Paula packed up her notebook and headed to her next class. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Shannon Dooling.